once again to Gospel Life, where each week our goal is to keep the main thing of the gospel the main thing in our lives. My name is Mark Fodale, and I'm privileged, as always, to serve as your friend and partner on this lifelong journey of inner transformation. Last week, we spoke at some length about the freedom for obedience that is offered to us in the gospel. That because of the finished work of Christ for his people, our motivation for obedience and holiness has shifted from I have to I get to. That's right. Obedience to the law is now our desire and delight rather than our duty and our dread. Think about it. As Christians, owned by God, redeemed by Christ, and indwelt by his Spirit, we get to obey. In fact, we can obey, all for our joy and for God's glory. Now, today on this episode of Gospel Life, I want to press in on this I don't have to, but get to motivation. And to do this, I want to spend some time exposing and unpacking and perhaps even redirecting our thinking and efforts about a practice that is common in the Christian life, but is quite often misunderstood. Now, this practice or discipline was no doubt conceived and promoted to encourage you and breathe life and vitality to your heart and soul, but sadly, without a clear gospel focus, it can quite often leave us feeling guilty and despondent and straining under the load of unmet expectations and deflated hopes. Now, to be clear, the burden for this misalignment falls not on the object of our labors, but rather with our approach and our goals as we look at this common practice. So you may be thinking at this point, what am I talking about? What is this practice that is designed to give life, but so often tempts us to travail? It's very simple. Spending time each day in the Word of God. In my day, we called it a daily quiet time. Now, there are other names for it. Time of the Word and daily devotions are two of the more popular in our current Christian culture. But listen, whatever its label, you know what I mean. It's the practice, and I might even say the expectation, that if you are a committed Christian, you will either start each day or, if you're operating on a slightly lesser plane of holiness, end each day by opening your Bible so that you and the Lord can grab time together in his Word. You know, I remember that for many years, this practice of a daily quiet time seemed to be part and parcel of the normal Christian life. I mean, from early on, the three pillars of Christian living were made clear and compelling to me. They were evangelism, discipleship, and a daily quiet time. Those, I was repeatedly told, were the key disciplines of an effective and fruitful Christian life. And let me tell you, I was not only taught this by others, I soon began to teach it to others. In fact, I recently found an old folder from my filing cabinet, which had some talks I once gave on the subject of abiding and growing in Christ at a campus fall retreat in early September of 1995. And there it is, emblazoned in my notes for our first session. Witness to others about Christ, disciple others to grow in Christ, and spend time in the Word each day to love Christ. But now, many years later, I want us to step back and consider this just a bit. Why? Because I've found over the years that it's far too easy to make a means of grace and encouragement and blessing into an occasion for guilt and burden. That's right. Time with the Lord and his Word can easily become a I have to event rather than I get to joy. Think about it with me. Could it be that many of us have unwittingly taken a means of grace and constructed from it a pathway to righteousness? Have we subtly transformed what we get to do by God's mercy and kindness into what we must do out of fear of consequences and divine disapproval? So let's unpack and rebuild this into two steps. Today, let's talk about the practice of daily devotions, and next week, we'll just lean into the goal when we do spend time in the Word. Now, as far as the practice or discipline or habit of daily devotions, let me bottom line you. You get to spend time in the Word each day, but just because you get to doesn't mean you have to. Did you hear that? You're free to have a daily quiet time, but you are not commanded and you are not compelled. You are invited to come, but not required to attend. A daily quiet time is not a command performance from on high. Now, let's flesh this out by stating the obvious but often overlooked that there is no command in the Bible that states that you must spend time with the Lord each day reading His Word. Now, though this may seem surprising, I'll tell you, it makes sense. I mean, think about it. For all of biblical history, and in fact, most of recorded history, the Scriptures were not available to the average person. German goldsmith Johannes Gutenberg did not invent the printing press until about 1436, although both the Chinese and Korean cultures were using forms of movable metal types of woodblock printing about a century before his birth. Now, for English speakers and readers, the name John Wycliffe is particularly noteworthy because in the mid-14th century, he directed the translation of the Bible for the first time into English. Now, add to that the fact that many scholars estimate that widespread literacy was achieved in our country only within the past century. Bottom line, how could God command His people to read His Word every day when they didn't possess a copy of His Word? And if they did, many would not be able to read it? I mean, in Bible times, written portions of the Scripture are most often kept in the local synagogue where people would gather to have it read to them. Now, there certainly is a command to gather weekly with God's people to hear the Word of God, Hebrews 10. There are numerous examples of those who love God's law and delight in God's law and hide His Word in their hearts. Read Psalm 119 for the extended version of that. But there's no command to have a daily quiet time. And what God does not require of His people, He doesn't require of His people. Now, as I make my point, I don't want you to misunderstand it. So please know this. Spending time in God's Word, it's good. It's really good. In fact, if you can and so desire, you most certainly should spend time in it. I'm not downplaying the devotional value of meeting with God and His Word on a regular, even daily basis. But what I'm pushing against is making that gracious invitation into a command to attend. I mean, let's face it. You and I are free to spend time in God's Word every day, and please don't miss that word free. What a blessing that we can only read the Bible, but most of us have numerous printed copies of the Scriptures readily at hand. And not only that, but the conveniences of modern life means we often have time to read it, and technology to make that reading even more accessible. I mean, we have things like light bulbs and electronic devices and audio recordings. What a blessing. God has been so very good to us. But please, don't make His means of blessing into a standard of righteousness. I've heard far too many Christians over the years when asked the question, "So how's your time of the Word been?" respond with a slightly dejected grimace. Then they explain why their daily time in the Word was not happening, but they promise they'll get back on track. Really, they will. You know, truth be told, for a very long time, I struggled with low-grade guilt over my failure to attend to a daily quiet time. I would kick myself, figuratively, that is, and recommit myself to do better next time. And almost unfailingly, failure would come and the cycle of guilt and promise and fail and crash and burn would repeat itself. Sadly, time in the Word with the lover of my soul became, at least in my life, a stumbling block for deeper affection and a growing desire. I had tragically turned freedom into bondage, opportunity into burden, and mercy into law. I mean, can you imagine if my approach to my weekly date night with my wife mirrored my approach to time with the Lord? What would it say about our relationship, or at least my heart, if my approach to that date was more characterized by, I better go out on a date with her or she's going to get angry, as opposed to, wow, I get time with my bride tonight? Listen, friends, There will be times in the weeks and even seasons of your life in which a daily devotional time just won't work. And guess what? Ready? It's okay. God will not distance himself from you as a failure. He will not cover your remaining hours with a frown of disappointment. You need not hang your head in shame or embarrassment. God will never hold you accountable for what he does not command. And he does not command a daily quiet time. Please know this. Where God gives you freedom, you really and truly are free. So you are free. In fact, you're even encouraged to spend time in the Word each day. But you are also free not to. Isn't that refreshing? The means of grace really are a means of grace. Your hope and righteousness and confidence each day is built firmly upon Christ and not your disciplined practice of the Christian life. So even as you look at your Bible and consider time in God's Word, keep the main thing of the gospel the main thing in your actions and your motivations and your affections. Now, next week, let's talk about what should be our goal if and when we do spend time in the Word. Until then, let me leave you with these words written by the Apostle Paul to a church that was struggling to embrace and rest in the freedom of the gospel and not be drawn back into slavery to the law. Here's what Paul wrote in Galatians 5:1. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. And to that, we add a hearty amen and amen.